For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri senators have given preliminary approval to a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would increase protections for gun owners. The measure endorsed Monday would go before Missouri voters in November. The amendment would define the right to bear arms as unalienable and require the state to defend against any infringement of that right. It would also include defending one's family with a firearm as a guaranteed constitutional right. Sponsoring Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says the change would ensure that future gun regulations are heavily scrutinized by Missouri's courts. The amendment would specify that the legislature could still impose restrictions on gun ownership for convicted violent felons and the mentally ill. An amendment that would have required a 72-hour reporting period for stolen firearms has been stripped from the Missouri Senate's gun control nullification bill. The move comes less than a week after the National Rifle Association announced its opposition to the bill because of the gun theft reporting language. Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis sponsored the amendment. She accused the Republican-led Senate of caving to the NRA's wishes.
They really said, we don't want to report gun stolen in 72 hours, and because we don't want that, you go back and you reconsider it. And guess what they did? They did just what the NRA told them to do.
Now, she delayed the reconsideration vote Monday night by speaking against it on the Senate floor for more than 4 hours. Afterwards, the Senate again gave the gun control nullification bill first-round approval. Another full vote by the Senate is expected later this week in order to send it to the Missouri House. The so-called farmland real estate bubble appears to be starting to deflate. After years of steep property values, a new report shows the high times may be coming to an end. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
Since 2011, the price for a plot of farmland across the Midwest has been growing at breakneck speed. Most of that has been due to the same trajectory in the price of major commodity crops like corn and soybeans. Now, with crop prices slipping, farmers are set to bring in less money, money they could be using to buy or rent more land. Farm Credit Services of America Chief Risk Officer Mark Jensen says any shift in crop prices forces farmers to take notice.
Behaviors are changing slightly. You're starting to see a more cautious approach to what people are paying, being more selective on what I'll buy.
A return to business as usual after a corn-fueled market boom. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
The state of Missouri faces the loss of nearly $70 million this year in tobacco settlement payments due to a unique pricing advantage enjoyed by some cigarette companies. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Missouri is the only state which signed a landmark settlement agreement more than 15 years ago to not eliminate a loophole allowing small cigarette manufacturers and retailers to avoid making escrow payments. The payments are required of companies that did not sign the settlement. State lawmakers have refused requests by two Missouri attorney generals over the past 12 years to neutralize the pricing advantage. And a federal arbitration panel found that Governor Jay Nixon neglected to file lawsuits against the smaller tobacco companies to force them to pay into the escrow fund when he was attorney general. Missouri could also lose tens of millions in tobacco money each year for at least 7 years. The supplier of Missouri's lethal injection drug has agreed to not sell it to the state for an upcoming execution. The apothecary shop in Oklahoma made the decision after inmate Michael Taylor sued the compounding pharmacy. Taylor argued the drug was likely to put him through severe pain. Last year, St. Louis Public Radio reported that the state had been obtaining its execution drug from a compounding pharmacy that was not licensed to sell here. In addition, compounding pharmacies are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, and their products have a high failure rate. Missouri is not without options. The state could try to find another willing pharmacy or use its backup supply of midazolam. Ohio used midazolam recently in an abnormally long execution. Using that drug, however, would require a protocol change from the Department of Corrections. The Missouri Senate has stripped an amendment from the gun control nullification bill that would have required a 72-hour reporting period for stolen firearms. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the move comes days after the National Rifle Association announced its opposition to the bill because of the amendment.
Last week, the NRA issued a statement saying that the amendment would have created a, quote, de facto gun owner registry in Missouri. Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis, the amendment's sponsor, argued that it would save lives and that the language did not contain any criminal penalties. But Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says it could have left victims of gun theft open to lawsuits.
an individual who lawfully owned a firearm, who had one stolen, would have potentially been civilly liable for not reporting that.
After the language was stripped out, the Senate approved the nullification bill again on a voice vote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Boonville City Council is scheduled to discuss plans to redevelop the former Kemper Military School campus Tuesday. The building has been under the city's control since 2003. According to City Councilman Mike Kelly, some of the campus's buildings are considered dangerous and hazardous and need to be knocked down. But recently, Kemper alumni have pledged to raise funds to save the administration building from demolition. Kelly says the City Council will be fine with it if a renovated version of the building remains part of future plans for the campus.
And if that money is made available by an outside organization, then we most certainly will be happy to see that building become part of the long-term plan for Kemper development.
Kelly says the redevelopment of Kemper's campus will focus on creating spaces for recreation and education. Although discussions on the project are underway, there is no date set yet for when the redevelopment of the campus will be put to a vote. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.